And Principal Kurt Hanna, our guest with the School Spotlight. Kurt, I know you sent me a lot of information as we get prepared for today's Spotlight, and you have a lot to talk about, and somehow, some way, you're tying in with the BVRMC.
Yeah, that's right. BVRMC cares for kids. We do this penny war every single year. Usually what happens is Brad Strader and Carrie Turnquist from BVRMC, along with some pediatric nurses, come in, kind of talk about the different things that when we raise money, what they go and purchase with that. So last year we raised over $1,200, hoping to eclipse that this year. And again, that money goes just extremely long way as far as buying things for pediatric unit there over at BVRMC.
So. All in pennies.
Well, yeah, we try.
Okay, for the most part, though.
Yep.
It's
yep.
a great thing. Keep up the good work on that. And yeah. I know I've seen some posts on social media. What, Dr. Seuss Day is when?
Yeah, Dr. Seuss Day. Okay, so it commemorates his birthday. Dr. Seuss, his birthday was on March 2nd. So we're going to have a kickoff for events starting tomorrow on March 1st. The cooks have agreed to do green eggs and ham.
Mm-hmm.
And the high school connection groups are going to come down and read with each elementary classroom. And then that's tomorrow. And then on Friday, on his actual birthday, holy cow, we got a lot of things going on. Students are going to wear their favorite hat and or sock. And then individual speech students from the high school are going to come down and do a presentation in the classrooms. Following that, we're going to have an assembly. We're going to have high school speech readers theater. We're going to have Read Across America song presented by the high school choir. A Seuss feud, this is new this year, competition between the two hallways, so that's going to be fun, answering Dr. Seuss-type questions. And then somebody special is going to be dressing up like the Cat in the Hat and reading a book that has been chosen by the students on voting for their favorite Dr. Seuss book. So,
okay.
You know, and then trivia all throughout the day, and, you know, we're going to transform the school and make it look like a truffle, a tree forest in here. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, the kids are going to get a big kick out of that. Couple fun days ahead. And I know there's a few days ahead of us. We're talking spring conferences.
Yeah, it's just crazy to think about. Spring conferences are the following week, Tuesday, March 6th and Thursday, March 8th. Again, always 4 to 8, trying to make sure that we reach out to every single parent to make sure that they come in and you know, get that time to talk about the positives that are going on with their child in our school. And, just a reminder to parents, if they haven't signed up, please use our Google Doc on our website or just call the office and we can sign you up.
And I know you mentioned the end of the quarter is on Wednesday, March 14th. And before I let you go, though, we have some other news regarding some other buildings, too.
Yeah, just want to touch base with other buildings. Let everybody know, a high school concert will be tomorrow at 7. Looking forward to that. And then dance team night, we had to push that back. So that's been moved to March 9th,
okay.
Same time. And then a big shout-out, congratulations to our winter sports teams. Girls had a great season. The boys basketball team, for the second year in a row, came up just one game short of state.
Yeah.
And then we did have wrestler Nick Gaze place fifth at the state wrestling meet. So an awesome season that we had here at Alta Aurelia.
And a great way to get the awesome word out with our Spotlight program. Kurt Hanna, you always do a great job. And just in case you're the someone special in the Cat in the Hat, good luck on that, all right?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right. Have a good day.
Hey, thanks. You too.
And the Alta Aurelia School Spotlight every other week right here on Mix 101.7.